Ready to go. Better. There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Or right. Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
He'd had only 40% of the vote, but by bluster and intrigue, he intimidated the rest and offered the wavering industrialists a choice. Support him or else. Well, he was something of an hysteric. If he went too far, they could always get rid of him. They would use him as a pawn. Within a year, the pawn turned into the king.
So, why are all the slaves singing and dancing? When did the Mike, when did the Founding Fathers get out of here? It's all... I mean, it's the dancing and the singing. I know you like that, but why did they just call that Puerto Rican Hamilton? Excuse me. Why is there a black calling himself Thomas Jefferson?
The number of asymptomatic or very mildly symptomatic patients has gone up. I'm making 20 phone calls a day to call patients and tell them that their tests were positive.
The 20, 30, and 40-year-olds, though they can get infected and end up potentially even in ICU, they are more likely to come out of that than folks that are in their 70s or 80s. That is still the case. We're just seeing more of those young people being hospitalized as compared to a month ago.
That's the tragedy in all of this, that people can make decisions that could decimate entire families, whether they realize it or not. Because you might not get infected if you get exposed, but how can you be sure that you won't? And you might be healthy and survive it without complications, but you might not. This virus doesn't care what you believe. It's not a political issue.
Virus cases in this country continue to soar. Hospitalizations are rising, and the outlook in many areas, especially the South, is worsening. Meanwhile, the president and the White House seem desperate to downplay the crisis and focus instead on divisive cultural and political issues that usually rile up the base. Today, the president attacked NASCAR for its decision to ban Confederate flags. He bizarrely suggested that the sport's only black driver, Bubba Wallace, should apologize for a noose found in his garage. And then he attacked Washington, D.C.'s football team and Cleveland's baseball team for considering changing the names of their franchises. This comes after the president delivered some divisive July 4th holiday speeches that didn't just flout social distancing guidelines. As one Washington Post headline read, in Trump's new version of American Carnage, the threat isn't immigrants or foreign nations. It's other Americans.
Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Make no mistake, this left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. The violent mayhem we have seen in the streets and cities that are run by liberal Democrats in every case is the predictable result of years of extreme indoctrination and bias in education, journalism, and other cultural institutions.
We are now in the process of defeating the radical left, the Marxists, the anarchists, the agitators, the looters, and people who, in many instances, have absolutely no clue what they are doing.
Those weren't campaign rallies. Those were official White House events over the 4th of July weekend. And I know we're living in wonky times, but usually there is a difference between a campaign speech and a speech from the White House, at least with different presidents. And this all comes as the country is still reeling from a pandemic that has killed more than 130,000 Americans so far. Also, the president baselessly claimed that 99% of infections are totally harmless. The White House is urging the country to reopen, even though more than 20 states right now have paused or begun rolling back reopenings. But hospitals across the South are racing for even more patients. There is not enough testing in the hardest hit states, and public health officials are warning that the death toll is going to hit disturbing levels if people continue to ignore safety guidelines.
The Democrats want you to wear masks, but we don't need masks. Everybody's feeling great. Stop coughing. Everybody's feeling great. So healthy. Such great health. And we don't need masks. You know why the Democrats and the fake news want you to wear masks? They want to cover up your face so that you can't speak and you can't breathe. They want to take away your voice and your life. Democrats want to kill you and silence you one way or the other, and we're not going to let them do it because all we want is faith, freedom, and prosperity. That's all we want, and we're going to have it. They're not going to take that from us. They are not going to take that. And I got to say, I wanted to have an indoor rally, but the Dakotas, whichever one we're in, Mike, South, North, I don't know. Well, we get confused, but it's okay because there's 50 people in the two states. And you didn't have an arena for us to do one of our great rallies because we were going to have a face mask burning. Just put them all in a pile, lock the doors to keep the patriotism in, and they just smell, we call them freedom fumes, just smell it going through you to show the Dems that they can't win. But we can't do that. We can't do that now. So we're having it at Mount Rushmore, and that's pretty good. I think it's one of our great, I'd put it on our Mount Rushmore of things, monuments even, some people call it. Some people call it many other words. But Mike, you said you love rock hard men, and I don't think you're going to get more rock hard than Mount Rushmore. And so great. And the Democrats want to take it. They want to take your Mount Rushmore, but we're not going to let them. George Washington, great president, our first. Not a lot of people know that, but he owned slaves. So people make mistakes. Thomas Jefferson, they hate him too, but he had African-American girlfriends. You know, he had friends. Teddy Roosevelt was a rough rider. Okay, tough guy. And nobody ever accuses DMX of cultural appropriation. Nobody ever accuses him. I wonder why. And then Abe Lincoln, you know, he got shot and was kind of weak. Maybe I could replace him. What do you think? Do you want me to replace Abe Lincoln? I'm a hell of a lot better looking than him. So I think maybe we do it. I think maybe we put Trump up there instead of weak Abe. I think that works. What do you think?
The life she's lived. The biggest
Good morning, good morning. In less than an hour, aircrafts, not airplanes, from here will join others from around the world. It's the whole planet. And you'll be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. That's all the people, so many people. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We'll be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July. Okay? Not the 5th, not the 3rd, it's the 4th. Not a lot of people know that. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution like the Russia hoax, but from annihilation. And believe me, I like anal, so I'm concerned about annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist, and should we win today, the 4th of July, will no longer be known as an American president holiday, although I'd like it to still be known as that, but is the day the world declared in one voice, you know, but mostly led by America, let's be honest. We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day. Mostly the white people, though. Great day.
It's bad enough that we have a president disinterested in national unity during a time of historic unrest. But what Donald Trump is doing goes much further than that. He appears intent on making matters much worse. In case you miss his Twitter feed, we've got a summary for you. He had some cleaning up to do this weekend after he retweeted a video in which a man driving a golf cart who lives at the Villages holding a Trump campaign sign or pasted with Trump campaign signs repeatedly yells white power at the protesters. The video was later removed from his page. His aides suggested Trump couldn't hear the repeated use of the racist phrase. So Trump carried on with his weekend, rage tweeting about monuments, about protesters, about Democrats, and of course, about us in the media. Then this morning, without context, he retweeted a video of a St. Louis couple waving weapons at protesters, another instance where the president seems interested and intent on inciting violence and unrest. Donald Trump is reigniting his aggressive cultural war effort, again prioritizing what he calls heritage over the ongoing racial injustice movement. This time he's threatening to veto the National Defense Authorization Act, $740 billion of military funding, if it includes a provision introduced by Senator Elizabeth Warren and backed by both Democrats and Republicans to rename military bases that honor the Confederacy. Trump's message is pretty darn clear. It's the same one we got when he retweeted and then deleted a video on Monday in which his supporters were yelling white power, or when he used his executive powers to protect statues of Confederate leaders and his Twitter feed to share police bulletins of those suspected of vandalizing them.
There is no way that this winter is ever going to end.
Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. The American people are strong and proud, and they will not allow our country and all of its values, history, and culture to be taken from them.
President Trump issued that warning Friday night in front of Mount Rushmore as cities and states across the country re-examine Confederate statues and monuments placed in their communities. That includes Richmond, Virginia, the one-time capital of the Confederacy, which took down this statue of Stonewall Jackson 2 days before the president's speech.
It's past time that we remove those monuments. So these are symbols of oppression and for hate, and for the president to classify this as the culture of America and the culture of this of my city, I think he's absolutely wrong. But I wouldn't expect anything less from the divider in chief. In a time when he should be bringing our country together because we are at our most vulnerable, he once again is going back to that playbook to divide, divide, divide.
Divided up all the land. We got states and cities, cities after.
Still doing things for COVID? No, we've stopped doing things for COVID. We're not worried about the COVID. You need to be worried about it because you're a very weak person. But we're not worried about COVID. We're over COVID. We've moved past COVID. And that's why I'm actually wearing my Rudy Gobert game-worn jersey, just to prove it can't hurt me and it can't hurt our great people. You're not one of our great people. I said our great people, not our fake news losers, which you are definitely the captain of. And you know, maybe Gobert didn't have a strong enough virus because he's French, so it might have been sort of a weak version. But I'm wearing his game jersey. Not worried. What I am worried about, however, I'm very worried about our sports teams bending to the vicious ideology of the left, the crazy, nasty left. They want the Indians, our great Cleveland Indians, and our terrific Washington Redskins, who won many Super Bowls. They want them to change the name. That's what they've got. It's a great honor to be named, have a sports team named after you. Okay? And I don't hear any of the Native Americans complaining. I don't hear any of their complaints. It's a lot of liberals who get very upset and want to make a big case against Trump. No, there's no case. We beat the Indians or the Native Americans, if you were probably going to write. By the way, the Indians are a great friend to me, the real Indians, the ones that are run by Nathan Modi over there, you know, the tech support country, they're unbelievable. But the Native Americans, we beat them fair and square. So fairly. And badly, by the way, it was kind of a blowout. And then we still gave them casinos. We gave them great casinos. We gave them sports teams. Not ownership, but named. With nice mascots. And they say it's racist. Well, then why don't we take... Nobody's asking us to take the casinos away. Maybe we'll do that. Mike, you want to take the casinos away? We'll take them away. Mike thinks gambling is the devil's sport. We will take the casinos away, and it's going to be not, it's going to be a real trail of, you know what, tears, okay? Believe me.
We are back with this one. Lady, you know I hate to kick you when you're down, but that's our thing. That's what we do, right? So here's the latest. Your campaign kickoff rally in Oklahoma was a bomb. Miss Coronavirus is living her life thanks to your gross negligence. Your treasonous love affair with Putin has been exposed once again. And your makeup looks like shit. Oh, also, Joe Biden is still beating you in the polls.
It's so crazy what's happening. Here's a guy who doesn't talk. Nobody hears him. Whenever he does talk, he can't put two sentences together. I don't want to be nice or unnice, okay?
He could have just said mean.
I mean, the man can't speak.
I feel like it would have been easier to just say mean.
And he's going to be your president because some people don't love me, maybe.
You said it, not me.
And then they'll say such horrible things. I mean, on the campaign, they'll say such horrible things about me. It's a very unfair business.
The last 4 years with you have been a nightmare. They weren't kidding when they called you, well, unfit. And this final awful year has made it crystal clear that you've really let the country go to
And many other things. The level of dishonesty in the media is, I think they're the most dishonest people I've ever dealt with. Now, not everybody. You have honest, you're an honest journalist. You're a great journalist. You know, it's so unfair.
Your tiny Tulsa turnout was a turkey. Your latest Twitter tirades may suggest that you're starting to surmise your base is getting wise, and I'm really quite concerned that you're depressed. You loser, poor deplorable troll, how hard you try, pushing panic and unrest aside to jest about unfounded phony fodder. What a guy. Poor deplorable trolls, your fans, your crew, they come flocking by the tens to watch you demonstrate how well you hold your water. Good for you. The thought of losing makes him squirm. He vowed to win a second term when the devil made him sacrifice his soul. So he fights like he's a champ, but he could not defeat a ramp.
He's gonna be your president because some people don't love me, maybe.
What a poor, deplorable troll.
Don't forget, before the China plague came in, and it's a China plague.
Oh! I love that one.
Before that came in, we had the best job numbers we've ever had. If we didn't do tests, we'd look great.
So I said to my people, slow the testing down.
The president says, cut out all that testing.
We'd look great.
A notion health officials find bizarre.
It's quite bizarre.
But see, he's terribly annoyed by all the dead and unemployed because he only cares about his own PR. Girl, please. He doesn't give a crap about decorum. True presidents are noble, not obscene.
Dumb son of
a... He's so afraid that he might flunk, he just hides out inside his bunker working out his tired, hacky old routine. Cause you're a poor, deplorable troll. No friends, no chums. And I couldn't help but notice all your rallies and events are like your sex life. No one comes. You poor, deplorable troll. It's sad. But true.
Come true.
All your wacky racist rants have every pundit pro and poll saying you'll lose your election like you've lost your self-control. Kellyanne and Kaylee, girls, come quick. The boss is in a hole.
You believe it?
This poor deplorable troll.
Fair business.
Girl, don't make me do the reprise.
We just surpassed 3 million cases in the U.S.
closing in on 1 out of every 100 Americans having it, with cases on the rise in 37 states over just the past 2 weeks. This country, thanks to our president, is doing the worst job against the virus, and it's not even very close. The more you hear from Donald Trump, the more you watch the president in action, the clearer it becomes. You know, I'm reminded of a famous line from the author George Orwell during World War II, saying that because there was no choice whether to fight fascism, right, the war was on at that point, because the war was underway, whether you liked it or not, that to be a pacifist under those specific conditions was to de facto side with the fascists. And in that context, he wrote a memorable line that goes, pacifism is objectively pro-fascist. That line has been cited and repurposed throughout the years, often misconstrued and often misused and abused. But right now it seems fitting. The battle against the virus is not a choice. We cannot opt out of it. So if you take the steps that Donald Trump is taking, not just refusing to combat the virus, you're actively taking steps that will make people sick. You are objectively pro-virus. For instance, they've been dropping some of the precautions at the White House, like temperature checks, because they want to get back to the appearance of normal. We're past this. They're calling federal workers back into workplaces where they don't actually have to be, again, to make people think things are getting back to normal, that we're over the virus, putting them in risk. They're doing big events like sending Vice President Mike Pence to be indoors with choirs where nearly no one is wearing a mask. They are actively trying to browbeat schools into packing as many people into place as possible. This is helping the virus. Donald Trump's actions are on the side of the virus, and that includes the president formally withdrawing the U.S. from the World Health Organization, the organization that, as flawed as it may be, helps the world work together to defeat viruses. Are we going to now join the pro-virus coalition instead? Are we going to found our own World Infection Organization?
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.